Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got another insanely important broadcast lined up for you today. It is Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2012, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. We're going to have open phones as well. Adam Kakesh is going to be joining us for about 20 minutes at the start of the hour. He's organizing a big march of veterans to the Capitol in support of Ron Paul. And there's some new TV ads running that point out that he is getting 70%+. They've got the graphs and the numbers of the support that the military is giving all the Republican candidates and Obama combined. He gets 70%+, showing that our military is full of patriotic Americans who are awake more than anybody else. Now, again, they've gotten bad apples out of the military or those that are dumbed down and train them to carry out illegal operations domestically. And that's what I'm being told by the military is the big thing waking folks up, because it is really causing an issue, because up until now they were taught the Constitution, Bill of Rights. They were taught you don't do these type of things. Secret arrest, torture, spying on Americans, training to have war with American people. They know this is what they were taught the Soviet Russians did and the Communist Chinese and the bad guys do. Everybody knows what the bad guys do. And what the bankers are doing that have taken over America, it's very elementary. It's very simple, my dear Watson, is establishing classical tyranny. This is not freedom. I mean, it's really that simple. That's why I tend to get so frustrated all the time, because this stuff is so obvious, so ridiculously crystal clear. So we've got Adam Kokesh popping in via video Skype for radio and TV listeners and viewers. And then I hadn't been on about a month and a half or so. Always enjoy having the one and the only fiery Max Kaiser on with us. He'll be on to talk about the global economy and what's happening in our world today. Now, there's an article that we put out yesterday afternoon that's now up on Drudge Report on the left-hand side, drudgereport.com. It's good to go there because it's already scrolled off the front page of Infowars.com. That's a problem we've got. We're trying to work on a way to have our really key top stories stay somewhere on the front page. Maybe we'll create a new subsection that is a little bit larger than the featured area at the bottom that's just our authors' stories. And we've got so many writers and authors now. I don't know. I mean, how do you pick a story that you think is the most important? I guess I could do that, or I guess you could do like a lot of folks do, whatever gets the most comments is voted up, but sometimes it's silly stories that, or a comedy story that ends up getting, you know, 1,000 comments, so it'd be the top story, but I guess that's what the people think's important, so I guess go with that. I don't know, we're working on that. The point is, Obama to unleash truth teams to counter negative coverage, and this article went up at the end of the show yesterday. I didn't cover it much, but I'm going to try to dig up. I know it's on YouTube. Last time I checked a few years ago, the newscast where they actually say, we have the transcript in here, where they actually say, if you criticize Obama, we're going to arrest you, because criticizing him is lying about him. I mean, this is worse than North Korea or something. Just absolutely bizarre. To have this type of stuff going on. So we're going to be going over that, because they're back at it yet again today. A little side note, Oliver Stone's son converts to Islam in Iran, and some people are asking if this is a publicity stunt. I know Sean Stone, and he was telling me he might convert to Islam. And I guess he's done it, so that's big news. But look, all the news is coming up. Stay with us.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've got a clip of it in the Obama Deception News out of Missouri saying if you run a misleading ad, and they're going to decide, the police are, about Obama saying he's not a Christian or he's a socialist, that you're going to be arrested. And that was announced in Illinois, Missouri, Florida, Vermont, of all places, which is usually a pretty free state. Well, they're back announcing it again, having prosecutors and police and others say that if you say something about Obama that they say is not true, not found by a court, not found by a civil court, but if they say you're lying about our great dear leader, that I guess you can be disappeared. And here's the headline, Obama to unleash truth squads to counter negative coverage. GOP describes squads of supporters as propaganda teams to deceive voters. Well, they're saying Obama's deceiving. Not allowed to say that. I guess arrest the GOP. So there is that report. Here's another one out of the Washington Times, just some miscellaneous news out of the gates here. Fed shut down Amish farm for selling fresh milk to their neighbors. And they say they're going to shut the farm down altogether now. And, you know, I actually have a raw milk from outside San Antonio here that I drink every morning as I go on air with whey protein, which itself comes from raw milk, the brand I use. Pure evil. Pure evil. I'm having my breakfast. I've been up since 6 a.m. I'm having my breakfast. As I go on air, I'm a bad terrorist. And by the way, I'm not joking. According to the government, I'm evil. They've said that it's a felony to even buy the stuff, according to their new interpretations. Doesn't matter if the Queen of England will only drink it and the rich elite are obsessed with it and fine restaurants serve it. They're all going to be left alone. You are going to drink the boiled, pasteurized, homogenized sludge. And why did, you go back in the 50s on record, big dairies lobby and people like Kraft lobby that produce cheese or so-called cheese to have raw milk banned for over-the-counter sale? Before, you got it delivered every day. A little truck came by, put it right there at your door. Why? It lasts longer. It tastes better. It's a probiotic, good for your guts, good for your bacteria flora. Because Big Agra was basically bought up by Big Pharma, and they don't like to have to feed you something fresh. Because if any blood or any pus or any cow manure gets into regular fresh milk, the whole thing has to be thrown out. You've got to keep it neurotically clean. And it's very hard for big industries to industrialize producing fresh milk. It's a small operation is what it's designed for. But if you boil it and cook it three or four times, it can have feces in it. And under regulations, it's allowed to. It can have blood and pus. They can overwork the cows and give them synthetic growth hormone. And that's what they do. So, they want to feed you. And by the way, my family's farmers on my dad's side, and you know, been involved in the dairy the whole nine yards. I've milked cows. I've had dairy experts on. I've had historians on. This is a fact. And it's the same way they put all these preservatives in garbage and food so they can feed you rotten food. That's what MSG is. World War I, the Japanese learned on record how to add this toxic chemical, MSG, monosodium glutamate, a variant of salt. They've changed the molecules so that even rotten meat would taste good because the Japanese didn't like eating a rotten horse meat and stuff that was canned. But the Japanese basically developed what got turned into Spam today. And it's very toxic, but makes you want to eat more and more and more, and makes a rotten sewer rat taste like mama's cherry pie. So that's what's going on that front. And they proudly announce the FDA won its two-year fight to shut down an Amish farmer who was selling fresh raw milk to eager customers. And so that is that. And they are announcing they're going to start coming after everybody. I know until about 2 years ago, I could go once a week to the farmer's market in Austin. And they had the Mennonite folks selling, driving down from near Waxahachie, selling cheese from raw milk and selling vegetables and stuff. And if you walked around by the back of their van and said, this is a private sale, you know, you're buying this privately for me, that's how it gets around all the federal and state garbage, you could buy a couple of gallons of delicious milk that farmer had been pumping out the night before or 3 a.m. in the morning some days, putting in the containers and driving it down to Austin. I mean, sometimes you got it was still warm. Not anymore, because they sent inspectors and harassers out there to shut all that down outside of law. And they're shutting everything down. You try to sell peaches side of the road, ain't happening. Try to sell cactuses to tourists side of the road, ain't happening. Try to have a lemonade stand, ain't happening. Girl Scout cookies, ain't happening. Because they're here to crack down on the old-fashioned market and call it black market. You're not going to associate with your neighbors. The Food Safety Act, pushed by Big Pharma and Big Agra, doesn't allow you to can strawberries and give them to your neighbor, or put carrots in a container and can them, or pickles. You cannot even give it to your neighbor. You cannot serve it to your neighbor when they come to your home. It's just the end of basic humanity. It's humans being inserted into the modern Agenda 21 prison that is totally unsustainable. But they call it sustainable. They always create counterfeits and take over any movement for sustainability, for the environment, and say it's about carbon dioxide, not about GMO and toxic waste. It's about carbon dioxide and taxing you and shutting down your farm and ranch. It's not about 9 out of 10 reactors worldwide publicly leaking radiation because they're 30, 40, 50 years old, rotting. It's not about the troops using DU, a death sentence. It's about carbon dioxide that you exhale and that plants respirate from. So there it is. They're very, very proud of that. London Guardian article, News Corps executives at risk of U.S. prosecution for willful blindness. American anti-corporation law holds company chiefs culpable for consciously avoiding knowledge of corrupt deeds at News Corp. And they're gearing up, I guess, the Justice Department to look at clapping old Ripper Murdoch in irons. And boy, you see Fox News now, there's a lot of Obama worshiping going on. A lot of hosts are saying he's a man of the Lord, he's good, he cares about us. After all, the Truth Squad say you might be arrested. We're all learning about our new freedom. Of course, it doesn't even matter. Obama, I mean, if we don't get Ron Paul, it's Mitt Romney. I mean, that's a guy who's Barack Obama from a different party. I mean, he's a brother from another mother. These guys, the only difference is one has a D before his name, the other has an R before his name. Exact same policies, but it's so much fun to hate Obama and to feel like you're a winner if your guy gets into office. All right, that's just some of the little in sundry news articles. Here's another one. Vladimir Putin ridiculed after demanding Russians have more sex to halt declining population. Their population is smaller than Pakistan and Bangladesh now. It's gone down from 200 million to 142 million in the last 30 years. Communism didn't do too good for them. That was eugenics. And they do pay people to get married. They do encourage people to have children, large families. They got billboards up. The government pays you to have children. Boy, look at the difference. Again, I'm no fan of Putin, KGB guy, all this, but compared to the New World Order, he's just old-fashioned strongman trying to hold his crumbling country together. The globalists running our country are poisoning our food and water. Our population's at 1.3 replacement rate. For every two adults, they have 1.3 children, except for the giant immigrant influx. Western culture is completely dying. Pat Buchanan's written about it in Death of the West. Japan's dying. They have 1.2. Italy's 1.2. I mean, all these cultures are dying because we're under the eugenic system. I mean, and then Putin's bad for saying there should be Russians in the future. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to see there being, you know, no South Africans in the future, or no Japanese in the future, or no Mexicans in the future, or no Germans in the future. I mean, this is incredible. The eugenicists have taught us to all hate ourselves and all hate our cultures, but only love the plastic, fake, MSG, aspartame, Miley Cyrus garbage culture. Justin Bieber garbage. We have been totally and completely force-fed this death, and it's all by design. We have all the documents, how they destroy the family in the 20s and 30s. How they break it up, how they create welfare to make you dependent. Once you're dependent, then they play the welfare class off against the middle class, the real enemy, and force sterilization, then of the poor, in that next phase. And we're entering that next phase. And I read to you World Bank documents yesterday where they said, have mobile sterilization vans. If you want to get your welfare, you'll have to be sterilized. Of course, then it'll be moved on to everybody else as well. And then, of course, the Detroit newspaper came out yesterday and said, put sterilants in the water for everybody. I got news for you, Jack. I got the White House science czar. I got the Rockefeller documents. I got them all. It's on record. They're already jacking the water. They're already jacking the food. They're already doing it. That's why, you know, people ask, well, why can the inner city people still have kids? Whether they're black, white, Hispanic, but yuppies that are mainly white, but also Hispanic and black, why can't they have kids? It's real simple. When they're hitting you with soft kill stuff, if you're 16 or 17, you can still have a child on average. This stuff is cumulative to build up, so it can't be directed and pointed at one causal instrument. So you wait to be 30, 35, 40 to have a kid, you're going to have to go get Buck Rogers type technology to be able to have that child, which is exactly what the globalists want. They'll then sell you the treatments to have a child after they've made you infertile. But by law, they're now announcing, as I said they would years ago, saying, but if you're going to get these therapies, we've got to be able to change genes that we say are bad, because now there's government funding involved under the socialist health care. So your child's going to have three parents. We're going to put somebody else's genetics in there to fix it.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
I love working for Uncle Sam.
I love working for Uncle Sam.
Let me know just who I am.
Let me know just who I am.
1, 2, 3, 4, United States Marine Corps.
1, 2, 3, 4, United States Marine Corps.
1, 2, 3, 4, I love.
We are back live. Playing this because I saw in the news today that they're going to put more women in frontline combat in the Marine Corps and in the Army. That's what that old piece of propaganda was about with Jessica Lynch when they said that she had engaged in all this incredible combat and killed all of these Iraqi troops while the men cowered. And of course, it turned out the whole thing was a big Pentagon PR lie. So that they can basically, in the future, have a national draft that the federal government's been promoting to then conscript our daughters in to basically be camp women for the military. And, of course, rape is just epidemic when you put women in combat. Every culture, in every war, the soldiers get out of control and tend to rape the women of the countries they're occupying. It's just what happens. I have to say that the British marveled in the Revolutionary War. Almost all of George Washington's soldiers never engaged in any types of disreputable activity. And you know why? Because George Washington hung people. See, the minute a military lets their troops engage in any type of activity like this, everything goes to the devil. Everything just goes completely wild. Once you give in to this type of activity, society collapses. And that's why George Washington executed people and made examples out of it. You did something disreputable? You're dead. Because George Washington understood and wrote about the fact that, A, it was the moral thing to do, but, B, that's how they're going to win the hearts and minds, is not behaving like the Redcoats, who'd been burning and pillaging all over the world and came to the United States, came to the colonies, and were burning down churches, raping women, engaging in all sorts of war crimes. That, of course, worked against them and began to turn the population who were British subjects towards the rebellion that was only 3% of the population. That's why the globalists are going to stage false flag attacks in the future to be blamed on the liberty movement or try to provocateur people into doing things. Patriots never target civilian targets. Patriots never start a fight. You understand that? Patriots give quarter. Patriots don't lie. And patriots have courage. That's what patriots do. And they're patriots to basic liberty and basic freedom. Now, if you go to Infowars.com, we have the headline, our top story, award-winning filmmaker and, of course, TV star, movie star, former head of the Screen Actors Guild. Ed Asner has come out and said that he has Navy SEAL sources, and those sources are known to yours truly, and I'm going to try to talk to some of them today, and that they've been told by active duty SEALs that the staged terror attack event is on and that the events would be staged very, very soon internationally and domestically, but mainly in the Strait of Hormuz, as a pretext to launch a wider war, obviously against Iran. Now, Mr. Clapper, the head of the National Security Council, the head advisor, has come out and said we should have provocations in the Brookings Institute papers, like the general public doesn't read that. Gary Hart's written letters about staging false flag terror attacks and warning Iran. We have all this other news unfolding on this subject, and it's perfect timing. We also have Dick Cheney, who Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Cy Hirsch exposed 4 years ago, was planning to and was ordering the SEALs to paint up their own boats like Iranian Blue Patrol boats, missile boats, to attack a U.S. destroyer. And Admiral Fallon got word of this. It actually happened 5 years ago. We learned of it 3.5 years ago. As soon as Cheney left office, Hirsch was ready to talk about it for his safety and had White House sources, and it was later confirmed. He's a two-time Pulitzer Prize winner. But the issue here is that this is in the cards. And it's a very, very credible, real, specific threat that criminal elements running our government, the Israeli government, and NATO are set to stage these, and Navy SEALs are warning people. And, of course, it's the Navy SEALs doing it because they were the ones told to do this attack and prepare it, and Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, flipped out and said, I'm not going to do this, and went public and said, we're not attacking Iran on my watch. We're pulling the ships back. We're not going to have a Strait of Hormuz conflict like some people want. And, of course, he got removed. Admiral Mullen, 2 years ago, who was then Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff, went to Israel and said, do not stage a USS Liberty. That was even in the Washington Post. I mean, this is serious. This is real. And so it's Fox Fallon. It's Admiral Mullen. Now it's Navy SEALs. I know one of their names, got their number. I'm going to contact them today. Got it yesterday from Ed Asner, but that article and video is up at Infowars.com. Coming up, TSA forces woman to use naked body scanner three
times. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And we got Max Kaiser coming up in the third hour for a full hour to take your phone calls on the economy and more. And we have Adam Gokesh popping in dealing with Ron Paul and the amazing job he's doing getting 70%+ of military donations compared to all other candidates, not just Republican, but also to Obama. The troops, because they're in on what's really going on, more than the general public, know Ron Paul's the way to go. I love how the corporate prostitute Decepticon media is always acting like the troops want us to stay in war. You know, for the troops, let's stay in Iraq and Afghanistan. For the troops, let's keep bases in 160-plus countries. And then you pull the troops. The vast majority want to cut back the size of the military, want to get out of a bunch of countries, and want to come home. Now, are there people who believe the propaganda that America is really under threat and who want to fight for this country? Yes. Are there guys just flat out addicted to combat? Oh, certainly. But the majority of them are amazing professionals who love this country and know that Ron Paul, who's a veteran himself, is trying to uphold our republic and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. In fact, there's an ad with an Air Force commander that Ron Paul's been running that we played on the nightly news last night. Darren McBreen's got it. Will you guys get that so that when Kokesh, a veteran of the Marine Corps in Iraq himself, joins us, we can play that? Because I really think it puts it in perspective. And there's a graph that shows, I think in that graph it's 73%. I've seen the number 71, 73, 74, depending on what mainstream news article you look at from the Federal Elections Commission. It varies. But over 70% of military support, Ron Paul. What does that tell you? See, they can steal elections at the county, state, and federal level in many areas. It's not total fraud, but they're able to manipulate and twist things. They've been caught over and over again. Ron Paul's pointing out the obvious because he has to. It's reality. He really did win Maine. The anomalies are just like they were in other states he won but got cheated. But you see, they can't cheat the small individual donations because those get reported. And so he gets 301 more small donations than any other candidate. Same thing 4 years ago. He gets more than 3-1 all the other candidates from the military. Just like you can't cover up, he has more signs, he has more bumper stickers, he wins all the online polls, he wins all the major straw polls. All the things they can't rig, he wins. And he's doubled or more than doubled all of his major vote tallies, except for Nevada, where he statistically got the exact number of votes and delegates in Nevada that he got 4 years ago. Now, does anybody believe that in some states he got 100%, others 200%, others 90% increase, but then 4 years later he gets the exact same thing in Nevada? The fix was in. They didn't even bother to upgrade the computer fraud algorithm. Okay. Let me get a few more news articles, and then what I'm going to do is go to some of your phone calls ahead of Kokesh on any of the issues I've raised. I want to hear from you. Quick comments so we can get to some people and move on. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, first-time callers. Let me add that caveat. First-time callers right now, 800-259-9231. Now, here's some of the other news I'm going to get to more after Adam Kokesh pops in for 20 minutes. Female passengers say they're targeted by TSA, CBS, DFW. And, of course, Paul Watson did his more detailed article that's linked on drudgereport.com right now. It's also the top story at Infowars.com. TSA forces woman to use naked body scanner 3 times because of cute figure and told her that. Now, remember a few years ago, at another Texas airport, what was it, Amarillo? You can pull it up. Was it Amarillo or Midland? I'm going from memory. They came over, made her pull her shirt off, and 3 men commented on how attractive her mammary glands were. I guess those haven't been outlawed, like Amish showing. Well, I'm on a side issue. The point is they'll try to outlaw that, too, just being a mother. They're demonizing breastfeeding. I'm being serious. That wasn't attempted humor. The point is they all come over. They get in her face, tell her she's gorgeous. She's crying, and a supervisor comes over and tries to give her his number. Like, baby, you are looking good. Here's my number. They're that detached. I mean, they're ripping colostomy bags off old people. They're making 95-year-old women that can't walk be picked up by people out of their wheelchairs. It's total prisoner training. Zero tolerance, mindlessness, training you to submit to total tyranny. Now, continuing here, TSA forces woman to use naked body scanner 3 times because of cute figure. Now, remember, they denied the whole breast thing in Texas until she filed suit and got the video, and then they settled with her. They denied Miss USA until they got the video and had to admit they went in her underwear and into her body. I mean, I've been there at the airport to see when they check to see what it is. I've got an ABC News headline that I can't even say on the air. TSA, twisting bleeps, taking off clothes. They actually squeeze to check. I mean, Ron Paul's pointed out on the show, it's painful. He's a medical doctor. He calls it disgusting and painful. I mean, you got to be a medical doctor to know how to squeeze on men, to know what to do with women. I mean, this is a medical exam. That's why they have specialists when the police arrest you that, you know, come in and do things like that. You are in a custodial arrest, and they're doing this to your family, your children, training them to be abused. And my point here is they're going to end up trying to deny this like they always do. They denied Miss USA. Turned out it was true. They denied they were stripping all those old ladies at JFK. Later had to apologize and admit they're doing it, but they're going to keep doing it. They lied about taking the woman's shirt off and commenting on her breast and hitting on her. They had to settle. They're out of their minds crazy because the government can only hire lunatics to do something that nobody else would do. So TSA forces woman to use naked body scanner three times because they said she had a cute figure. Remember in England, they used naked body scanners on different TV stars and tried to deny it. TSA, again, forces woman to use naked body scanner three times because of cute figure. Again, I just keep repeating this headline here. New legislation will force TSA to install passenger advocates at every airport. That's kind of like you can go to the warden if you don't like what's happening. Or you don't like getting your leg blown off, you can go to an army counselor. This is putting perfume on a pig. And it's the CBS News report out of Dallas with these women talking about how when they see a hottie, a good-looking woman, and of course when they see little girls especially, a lot of these guys are pedophiles, they run them in there and they scan them over and over again and make a big joke out of it. And then on top of it, do the physical search. Is there nothing the American people won't take? And I've had members of the state legislature on that introduced the bills, remember, in Texas to try to stop this, and describing their children and wives being groped, the family crying, the TSA laughing. And you know what Austin did? They now have responded by groping everyone and body scanning everyone that flies out of Bergstrom. And I've had members of the state house on who believe they're being singled out now. When they go through, look out. They get out the walnut crushers. I mean, this is all about total and complete domination over the population. Again, female passengers say they're targeted. Of course, the TSA says that's not true, that they randomly select people. That's bull. They decide when they want to check your card to put you through. But I fly a lot. Not as much as I used to, but I fly to cover media events. And I see them pull out the good-looking women. Eric Mueller, Mancow Mueller, talks about it. His wife's good-looking. Every time the groping begins. It is a sick joke. TSA people have been caught raping women in the parking lot, molesting children, hitting on women. It's constant. Putting notes in their bags, how they want to have sex with them. The list goes on and on. This is a nightmare of federal brown shirts now expanding on the streets. Now, I'm going to play that clip coming up later. And I'm also going to play a clip of this coming up later after we take calls and talk to Adam Kokesh. Obama's CFR Economic Council Director calls for global tax on C-SPAN. The head of his economic council, the folks shutting down other power plants but letting GE operate, they are saying on C-SPAN, we need a global tax. Now, you've already got it to the IMF and World Bank, but our government's paying. Now they're announcing the global airline tax, then the global automobile tax, then the other carbon taxes, all to be paid to private banks. That's admitted. They're skipping even paying the UN the money. They're going right to paying the big global megabanks. And it's not just our article. Weekly Standard picked it up as well. White House Economic Advisor, we need a global minimum tax. And that's what the OECD calls for. And the Ex-Im Bank and the International Bank of Settlements, they all call for global tax standardization and a global tax. What did Ban Ki-moon call for a week and a half ago? world government and world tax simultaneously. ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, fired reports out to police and publicly that day saying it doesn't exist. Report anyone talking about it. In the New York Times, in the Desert News, in the Associated Press, all happening. Boom. Police doesn't exist. I mean, that's the type of brainwashing we're dealing with. So that's coming up. I also want to go over 20 things we can learn about the future of the American dream from the death of Detroit. I absolutely agree with this article. It's up at Infowars.com from the Economic Collapse blog. We've also got Moody's Investors Service downgrading Europe. Big time. That's all part of the plan. We told you that was coming. Again, these countries are bankrupt because they're under banker management. Then the bankers own rating agencies that AAA rate their derivatives crud to sell the governments. Now the governments have signed on to their debt, and then the bankers' rating agency downgrades the countries to put them into hock to the very banks that the countries are in hock to because they bailed out the bankers. It's so simple and over the top, it's hard to even grasp, isn't it? We give the bankers our money. Then we're in debt to them. They loan it back to us at interest. And then downgrade our sovereignty to them to establish a world government we pay taxes to. And they're publicly announcing it everywhere. The Economist magazine, Reuters, Associated Press, every day. Global government's the answer. Global tax is the answer. But simultaneously, the White House-run Media Matters on record is saying I'm deadly dangerous. And they've got national news asking, should I be arrested? And the White House regulations are saying, start arresting people like Alex Jones. Because I will sit here with clear understanding that 2 plus 2 equals 4. I'm like the 3-year-old in the emperor's new clothes. The emperor's butt naked in the street at a parade. Nobody wants to tell him he's been conned by the... Guys, will you guys print me the parable of the emperor's new clothes? A synopsis of it? I need to tell that story today. I want to go to calls, but I need to tell that story today. Because con artists come to town briefly. I'll read the whole thing later if I have time. Con artists come to town, and they say, this is such a beautiful weaving of gold we're going to do that only royalty can see its pure beauty. The profane cannot see it. So they say, here's your cloak. Well, he can't see it, but he doesn't want to say he's not high class. He's not trendy. This is what trendiness is all about. Okay, that's why I make jokes about trendiness, you know. And so he starts wearing it, and he marches in front of everyone. Everybody knows he's naked, but nobody wants to say he's naked because they'll be arrested or laughed at. And finally, they sell him more and more expensive cloaks, you know, for hundreds of thousands of talons of gold and stuff. And finally, a 3-year-old steps forward and says the emperor is naked, and everybody else starts laughing. Okay, I mean, I'm not smart. I'm here going, here they are, world government, poisoning our food and water publicly. The emperor's butt naked. Okay, let's go to your calls. It's all coming up. War with Syria, openly. Hillary out of control. I mean, I'm living in the twilight zone here. AB in Ohio, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. This is Abe. I'm an OU student senior at Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. I'm also a candidate for my local government here in Athens County. I'm running for Athens County Treasurer, but I have three things I want to talk to you about, Alex, and I'll make them quick. I know you're in a rush. The first thing is about my local county sheriff here in Athens. He's a former Blackwater agent. He went out and trained in between re-elections some Blackwater troops in Iraq, and he's now trying to move our auditor. Our local auditor's raising some heck about it, how he wants to move $200,000, him and the prosecutor, or him and the county prosecutor, outside of her scope of oversight into a private bank account, which I think is just complete fraud, and who knows what could happen with that. And it really worries me, because he's...
Well, sir, that's standard with county and city governments. They always have their little secret budgets. But particularly, where are you located? What's happening?
Well, Athens County, Ohio, southeastern Ohio, right close to West Virginia border. But it's happening. He got a Department of Homeland Security grant for a mobile command center. It is a massive, looks like box truck that can has surveillance, audio, equipment on it that can eavesdrop. And they had actually a write-up in the local paper about how it's not really being used as more of a parade thing. But I keep telling people, wait for it to get for it to be rolled out.
Well, listen, you know what the feds say on record. If you get involved in your government and criticize them being taken over by the feds, you're the terrorist. I mean, it's incredible. And so it just gives license to all these. I mean, there are police forces of five cops where they're buying machine guns, getting armored vehicles from the army, going under federal training, spying on old Billy Bob at the coffee shop. I mean, I was watching this morning a TSA airport video where a woman didn't want to be patted down, and they call like eight cops, and the cops are hyperventilating and all have their arms behind their backs and like and you know, running around like they've caught Al Qaeda with a woman and her kids. I mean, it's like a bunch of paranoid, crazy government people telling us we're crazy because we don't like their crazy evil.
And I have one more thing. This is a little bit point about poisoning the water. Me and about six other friends have been going to the Athens City Council meetings.
Stay there. I want to hear about it on the other side. And then we'll get Abe. Then we'll get to Jacob. We'll get to Nicholas, Dylan, Brian, and then at 8 after for two segments, we got Adam Kokesh organizing a Veterans March that's going to be very effective if it gets media attention, or Ron Paul, then Max Kaiser.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention, all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Listening on 770 AM WAIS in Ohio, great affiliate out there, and then others here in a moment. But I do want to plug that we've sold, I don't know, like 65, 70% of the tickets for the event coming up in a week and a half in Orlando, the 26th of February. I'm going to premiere a short documentary titled, well, I'm not going to tell you the title of it. It's going to be a surprise. But my speech is titled Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order. And there's going to be some surprises as well. One of the surprises I can tell you about at the Dallas event, and there's still about 40% of the tickets left for that, but that usually happens, then it sells out a few days before or on the day. So if you want to come, I want to see you there this Sunday, the 19th of February, at the Lakewood Theater, 1825 Abrams Parkway, Dallas, Texas. And if you want to call and get tickets, it's 214-821-7469 or lakewoodtheater.com. You can find it there in their calendar of events, or just go to infowars.com/events. And there's also the event we're doing there in Orlando on the 26th. You can find that at infowars.com/events. Jim Mars, Richard Reeves is going up there with me. He said, you know, you had Jim there 5 years ago when you last spoke in Dallas, when you premiered Terror Storm. You ought to have Jim speak again. So Jim is going to speak first. He's going to be on the radio with me that day, the Sunday show, right before I go out and give my speech and premiere this surprise film. And it is a surprise. But Jim Mars is going to be there and speak for about 30 minutes and introduce me. So he'll be there as well. That is coming up this Sunday in Dallas. Hope to see you there. Infowars.com/events. Okay, let's go back to Abe in Ohio, listening on 770 AM WAIS. Abe, go ahead and make your point about the poison fluoride in the water.
Yeah, well, I've been going to our local city council meeting here in Athens City, Ohio. And I've been going off and on for about 4 years since I was in senior in high school. Now I'm a senior at OU here in Athens. And we've gained, there's some people in the movement. And since the beginning of the year, well, we had a new council. So me and my friends and some other just concerned citizens went to meetings, every meeting since the beginning of the year, and just let them have 35 to 40 minutes every meeting at the end of the meeting for citizen out to speak. And we've just been giving it to them. Well, at the last meeting, the law director feels the need to give us a 15-minute lecture at the beginning of the meeting saying that there's an EPA mandate and how City Hall or the City Council cannot do anything because it's a state EPA mandate that we have to be fluoridated over 5,000 people.
Yeah, and again, a mandate means the feds say you need to do it. And then what you bring up is 90-plus percent of the EPA's own scientists have gone public saying it's deadly. They're pulling it out all over the world. So he basically sits up there and lies to people and just implies it's a federal or state law.
Totally agree. And the problem is Athens, the city, voted it down twice in the 60s, and then through a referendum after the state legislature passed this mandate, had a chance to opt out of it in 1970 through a loophole, and they did. But in 1989, on a lame duck council, on a 4-3 vote, it got voted into the water. And I've even talked to the head water director at the city water plant, and she's opposed to it, but I mean, she says she can't do anything other than...
Sue them. They're assaulting you. As soon as it gets into court, that there's hundreds of chemicals in the so-called fluoride, because they'll argue fluoride's good for you, even though it kills you deader than a hammer over time. Just point out that you start doing the interrogatives, the requests for the exact mix they've got. It's all got a bunch of poison in it. They're going to pull it out real quick and move on to others they want to brain damage. And see, what they do is they make your town pay for the toxic waste. You're paying them to have them brain damage you and your family. Unbelievable.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.